So Proverbs 9, starting at verse 1. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up its seven pillars. She's prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servants, and she calls from the highest point of the city. Let all who are simple come to my house. To those who have no sense, she says, come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of insight. And then continuing in verse 13. Folly is an unruly woman. She is simple and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house, on a seat at the highest point of the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. Let all who are simple come to my house. To those who have no sense, she says, stolen water is sweet, but food eaten in secret is delicious. But little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are deep in the realms of the dead.
Let's pray as we come to God's word. Heavenly Father, we've just said that we are going to stand on every promise of your word. We want to listen to what the Bible says and understand what it means to follow Jesus. So please help us to listen this morning and hear what your Spirit is saying to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, welcome. I'll add my welcome to Chris. I'm Stewie, the pastor here. And it's a pleasure to welcome you all here, especially if you're visiting us this morning. We're so glad to have you with us. And here at Sladebrook over the summer, we've been looking at a series in the book of Proverbs over the last few weeks. I wonder if I could get my slide up there. And we've been looking at the gallery of wisdom, having a chance to look at the different portraits that the Proverbs set for us of the kind of person that you can be. I wonder if those who have been here the last couple of weeks can remember what are the portraits that we've looked at already. Perhaps you looked at them in Sunday school. Can you remember what you did in Explorers? What was the name of the first person? Yeah? William the Wise. That's right. There he is. Oh, no, I've given away the... Well, I haven't given away his name. William the Wise. Yes, he lives in the fear of the Lord, just here in the... Proverbs chapter 9, not the bit of the reading that we had, but the Proverbs 9 verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. When we've got a right relationship with God, that is when we are able to live in a wise way. So William the Wise, can you remember what the other one was? Anyone? We weren't here last week, so we're really hoping someone knows. William, Catherine, you know. Foolish Fred, yes. Fred won't listen to anything anyone tells him. If Fred gets told there's a better way to do something, he's going to carry on doing it the way he knows how to do. If Fred gets told something's going to go wrong, Fred carries on doing what he wants to do. Fred doesn't want to change. And you and I, we can be like William the Wise and Foolish Fred. We think we know best. We try and live our way. We don't respect God. We end up being like these characters. But there's another character we're going to look at today. Samantha the Simple, or Simple Samantha. Let's call her Simple Samantha. Now, you might think it sounds a bit rude to call someone simple. If someone called me simple, I would be a bit offended. It sounds like they're saying I'm a bit dumb. But it's important that when we use Bible words, we have a Bible understanding. This is not just an insult that we throw out at people. No, in the Bible, calling someone simple means something. And we need to look at what the Bible says the meaning of the word simple is, rather than kind of add on our own meanings to it. Otherwise, that's going to distract us from what the true message of the Bible is. So to help us understand what it is to be simple in the Bible, I'm actually going to get you to do the work this morning. On the screen, I'm going to put a list of verses from the book of Proverbs. And this side, if you can, this little area here, if you can look up Proverbs 1 verse 22. This group here, if you can look up Proverbs 1 32. This group here, if you can look up Proverbs 14 15. And then... this huge group here, if you can do Proverbs 22, verse 3. So with the people around you, look up that verse, have a little chat with the people who you're with, see what does it tell us about a person who is simple. And then when you've had a look and a chat, we'll feedback. Off you go. I think that's been enough time to find out. It's a chance for us to feedback. Now, what I'm going to get is one person from each group to read out the Bible verse, and then somebody else to sort of explain to us, well, what does that show? So, would somebody in this group like to read the Bible verse for us? Thank you, Daniel.
How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge?
Okay, what does that show us about a person who is simple? Nothing at all, Zoe.
We said that they might be like stuck in a bit of a rut, kind of like the basic kind of. I can't. Look, see, I said not to let me talk. I've done too much talking this week. I can't think straight. They don't want to change.
They don't want to change. A simple. Yeah, it's as simple as that. A simple person loves being simple. They don't want to change. They're quite happy as they are. How about this group? Would somebody read for us Proverbs 1, verse 32? Thank you, Rosie.
For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them.
Now, what does that tell us about being simple? Anyone want to feed that back for us? Yeah. A person who is simple is in danger, serious danger, because they're going the wrong way. Okay, this group here, Proverbs 14, verse 15. Does somebody want to read that out for us? Thanks, Frederica.
The simple believe anything, but the prudent give thought to their steps.
Okay, and what does that tell us about a simple person? They're gullible, they're not discerning. They'll believe anything you tell them. Yeah, and then finally this group. Joel, which are you going to do? Are you going to read out or explain what it means?
The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty.
Simple, keep going and pay the penalty. And Helen, what does that show us?
It shows us that if we're in the middle of a storm, a thunderstorm or hailstorm, we would take refuge and take cover.
Yeah.
But perhaps otherwise, if you were simple, might just keep on going through the storm and pay the penalty of damage.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't even see the danger that they're in, and they'll just carry on doing what they want to do. Now, if we add all of those things together that we've just seen in our little exploring time, it gives us a pretty good picture of Samantha Simple. A simple person is naive, they're easily led. Well, what do we mean when we say that? It's someone who will believe anything you tell them. So if you said to them, you've got to wear school uniform when you come to church on a Sunday, will they turn up next Sunday wearing their school uniform? If you told them that the earth went around the moon, well, they'd believe you and say that was definitely true. If you told them that eating celery made them grow taller, they would eat celery all week. That's what a simple person is like. It doesn't matter what you say, they'd believe it all. But of course, there's a problem with that, isn't there? If you never learn how to tell the difference between the truth and lies, well, then people can tell you all kinds of things about really important things, serious things. I could tell someone that God is pleased with you if you give me all your money. And a simple person would go to the bank, take out their ATM card, and give all their money to me because I told them so. A simple person, if I told them that you should never speak to your family and friends ever again, a simple person might believe that and never speak to their family or friends ever again. I could say to a simple person, Jesus didn't really die on the cross. Jesus doesn't think your sin is bad. And they go away and believe that Jesus never died on the cross and that their sin isn't a problem. Can you see? A simple person, it's not just a silly thing that they'll turn up in school uniform or eat lots of celery. Actually, a simple person is in huge danger because someone could tell them lies about God and they believe them. And then they're not just in danger here and now, they're in danger for eternity. Well, now that we know a bit more what a simple person is like, we need to think about whether sometimes we are like simple Samantha? Are we so open-minded that we would believe anything that someone tells us? It could be our friends and family. It could be our teachers. It could be famous people. Or people on the internet that just post up videos explaining things. Do we just believe everything that someone says? You see, people around our world say all kinds of things about God, all kinds of things about the world, all kinds of things about other people. People tell us things about what is right and what is wrong. And if we just believe everything that people say, we're going to find ourselves in big trouble. Now, you might think this all sounds pretty hopeless, doesn't it? If you're a simple person, you'll believe anything. So if someone tells you something true, well, you'll believe that, but you'll also believe the person who's telling you something false at the same time. Surely a person like that is going to end up being simple for the rest of their lives. But there's another verse in Proverbs that I didn't get you to look at, which we will read now. Something which gives us great hope. Proverbs 21, verse 11 says this. When a mocker is punished, the simple gain wisdom. By paying attention to the wise, they gain knowledge. That's good news, isn't it? Because that means that a simple person can become wise. Change is possible. Even if you're the kind of person who will believe anything, God's word tells us it is possible to change. And that's where our Bible reading from Proverbs chapter 9 is going to help us. Because it describes the situation that simple people are in. Their whole life is at a crossroads. And the decision that they have to make here is going to change the kind of person they're going to be. As followers of Jesus, and that's who we are here at Slaybrook Church, the one who is called the wisdom of God, it's really important that we make sure that we are trying to live in His wise ways, not living the ways of the simple person. Now, try to imagine with me. You're on holiday. We've been up in the Lake District this week. We didn't actually go for a hike, but that's one of the things you might do if you're in the Lake District. And you're on a long journey, and you kind of get a bit lost along the way. Does that ever happen on your journeys? Yeah, sometimes the sat-nav runs out of battery or you're out of signal, and suddenly you've got no map, no phone signal to check the route, and you come to a junction. How do you decide which way to go? Two roads in front of you, one that leads to safety, to your destination, one that leads to disaster. You're just heading off the edge of a cliff. How do you choose? Which option do you take? You can see how, for the person who believes anything, there is a big problem. Because Proverbs 9 tells us that in our life, well, we're at a crossroads and there is a choice to make which way we're going to go. Will we go the way of wisdom or will we go the way of folly? Two people are calling to us, inviting us to go their way. If you've got the Bible in front of you at chapter 9 now, you'll see. First, we come across Lady Wisdom. She's there on the left-hand side in our picture. And what does it say? She's built her house. She's set up its seven pillars. She's prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She's set out her table. She's sent out her servants. She calls from the highest point in the city. Let all who are simple come to my house. To those who have no sense, she says, come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Here is someone who has got their house ready for a great big party. And she sends her servants out with a message. She's calling from the place where everyone can hear. Look, it doesn't matter if you're simple. I've got a beautiful house. I've got some lovely food. There's plenty of room for everyone. And I've got a delicious banquet. Come, eat, drink. Come to my house. Everyone is welcome. Now, doesn't that sound like an amazing offer? Sounds brilliant, doesn't it? Of course we want to go to that house. But I guess a few of us might be a little bit suspicious. You've heard the phrase, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Well, if somebody comes along offering us a trip to their beautiful house and beautiful gardens with beautiful, delicious lunch, we're probably wondering, what's the catch? Come on, Lady Wisdom, there's got to be something. If we're going to come and get a free meal, what are you going to make us do? Well, sort of a bit of a catch, but not quite. Have a look at verse 6, if you've got the Bible open in front of you. It's not exactly a catch, but Lady Wisdom says to us, look, if you're going to come to my house, and you're going to come and eat my food and drink my drink, leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of insight. Lady Wisdom says, if you're a simple person who believes anything and you're coming to her house, following the way to life, you need to stop being simple. You need to start trusting the Lord, listening to what he says, and trusting him even more, even if somebody else comes along and says the opposite to what God says. She says, effectively, you and I need to become more like William Wise if we are going to leave behind our life of being simple. But she's not the only one calling to us, is she? There's a choice. There's two ways to go. And here is Madame Folly. Madame Folly's got an invitation for us as well. Have a look, verse 13. Folly is an unruly woman. She is simple and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house on a seat at the highest point of the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way, let all who are simple come to my house. To those who have no sense, she says, stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious. Madame Folly can't be bothered to send out invitations to her house. She just sits on the front step, calling out to anyone who walks past. Oh, you look like the sort of person who knows nothing. Same as me. Oh, I think we'd get on very well. Come round to my house for a party with all my friends. I've picked up a few tasty things to eat and drink from the supermarket on a 5-finger discount. Sounds pretty exciting, doesn't it? Stolen food and drink. Come along, lots of people who are just like you. Why wouldn't we say yes? But remember, there's no such thing as a free lunch. What's the catch? What's the catch if we choose to go the way of folly? We'll have a look at verse 18. Little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are deep in the realm of the dead. Don't know if you can see that on the picture there, but that house doesn't look too good, does it? There in the back garden, all the graves are dug, all the people who accepted her invitation last time. You see, when a simple person chooses to believe the lies of Madame Folly and go to her house, they are following the way, not to life, but to death. It's not the way to go. If simple Samantha turned up for a party at Madame Folly's house, she wouldn't be going home at the end of the night. She would be joining all the other guests in the back garden, underground. They will believe absolutely anything. And the problem is, the simple person will end up just like foolish Fred. And in the end, it's the way to death. That is the choice that the Proverbs set before a simple person. We have a choice to make. Do we go the way of wisdom or do we go the way of folly? But you know what? It's not just the Old Testament that gives us that choice. When we get to the New Testament, we discover that Jesus sets the same choice before us. He tells us, his followers, to be careful which way we are going to go. Might be helpful if you turn to Matthew chapter 7. It's page 972 in the church Bibles. Because we're going to look at a little bit there. And I'm going to read what Jesus has to say when he tells his followers which way they are supposed to go. This is verse 13. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life. Only a few find it. Have a look at the screen. So get that picture there in your mind. The two ways to go. The way of wisdom that leads to the banquet. The way of folly which leads to the grave. And then look at what Jesus offers. It's the same choice. The way of wisdom or the way of folly. Are we going to go Jesus' way or are we going to go the other way? The road to destruction or the road to life? Now, Jesus' way is narrow. It's hard to reach, but following Jesus means enjoying life with him forever. The easy road, the way of folly, seems like a simple way to go. But it ends badly for us, doesn't it? It's obvious that we need to do what Jesus tells us. Follow the way of wisdom. Go his way. But there's one last problem that faces simple Samantha and us. How do we know who to trust when someone says to us, this is the way that Jesus wants you to go? There are so many people out there who want to give us their advice. And if we're simple, we are so used to just believing what anyone says. How can we make sure we are believing wise people and the right people when it comes to that? Well, in Proverbs 9, we were told to look for the catch. What's the catch if we follow this way? Try and see where this way of life is going to lead us if we follow it. Will it lead us to life or will it lead us to death? And that's exactly what Jesus tells his followers to do as well. If you've still got Matthew 7 in front of you, you'll see, follow on the verses that come after the bit I read. Verse 15, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing. You can see them there, can't you? They come to you in sheep's clothing. But inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear good fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown in the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Now, when Jesus is saying, look for fruit, he's not saying wise people eat figs and grapes, although they might, you know, healthy lifestyle, that's part of being wise. Now, what he's saying is we should think about the outcome of a person's life when we are deciding whether we should trust them or not. You know, if their life is full of things that are bad and that God says lead to destruction and things that make God sad, we should probably think twice about trusting a person like that. They could be trying to trick us. We need to make sure we're checking. But if their life is full of things that are good, things like Jesus, like love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and self-control, if the person is a lot like Jesus, we have a good reason to trust what they say. Now, of course, all of us are a messy mix, aren't we, of good and bad things. And sometimes we won't do what we should all the time. But a person who's bearing good fruit will know what the bad fruit is and will be trying to cut it out of their lives. They'll recognize the wrong. They won't pretend it's okay. You see, we need people to lead us who know the way to go. And so we've got to look for the fruit that's in their lives. That way we can recognize if they're worth following or not. Now, before we finish and pray, I'm going to give you a moment to talk again, either with our family that we've come with today, or perhaps with our neighbor if we've met someone for the first time today. And I've got a few questions for us to think through that are going to help us learn from the example of the simple. Okay? These are some very basic questions. If you're thinking, oh, I don't know who I want to chat to about this, you could just think about it for yourself. That's okay as well. But three questions to help us learn from the example of the simple as we've looked in the Gallery of Wisdom today. Who are some people in my life who tried to tell me how to live? So you need to think about it. Who are the people that are trying to influence you and say, hey, come my way, follow my way? Could be at school, could be at home, could be on the TV. What would happen if I always followed their advice? Try and think what will happen in your life if you go down. What would the fruit be? And so then we can answer the question, can I trust this person to help me be more like Jesus? Let's just take a few minutes to do that, and then I'm going to lead us in a prayer. Off you go.